ask around and people don't seem to be doing so well.
I don't have a plan for retirement.
Not a lot, because I haven't made a lot of money.
I'm saving for 2 weeks from now.
Don Milne was no exception.
My wife and I had $26,000 in consumer debt because I was trying to do everything at once.
He's the financial literacy manager at Zions Bank. He turned things around.
But just do one thing, make savings a priority.
In Judy Hatch's classroom at East High School, she's trying to teach that to her financial literacy class. Right now, they're learning about credit and credit cards.
They didn't understand that if you make the minimum payment, you're going to be paying 2 and 3 times more. Credit, you know, really zaps you. Yeah, banks are a business. They charge fees. They charge penalties. This is how they make their money. Save your money. Don't just give it all to the bank.
Or keep the minimum balance in your bank account so you don't get hit with fees. Milne says the system is what it is. You have to be smarter.
The average person that carries a credit card balance is paying $3,000 of interest every year. That's a lot of money.
Fees can make a stressful situation worse.
If you're in a stressful situation, you're going to make poor financial decisions, even if you think you're going to make good decisions. So that's why people in poverty often stay in poverty.
But here's another part of the system you may not have thought about. Big data.
The companies are collecting, they're listening to you while you don't know it.
And you start seeing targeted ads in your feeds.
That's one of the reasons people overspend is it's a shop therapy thing. Big data is really going to cause people to spend more than they need to.
But if the system can work against you, it can also work for you. Hatch teaches about making saving an automatic habit.
Paying themselves first. And the easiest way to do that is to make the decision to do it once and set it up for an automatic payment. So once a month, the money goes from their checking account or whatever right into a separate, different savings account so that it's just done.
And our system has something incredible called compound interest.
So you're making money on the money you've made. And it's like, you get it.
You've got to be putting that money in that 401k. You've got to put that money in that IRA. Your future self needs to be more important than your current self.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.